So today is the 21st of November 2019, which means it's the 23rd of Marach Shavan, Tavshin Pei, and we are up to Rishonim, or Mikros Gedolos Day of Perek Dalet. As I mentioned when we did Perek Dalet, Chumash and Rashi on Tuesday, this is really a lot going on, Perek Dalet of Eschanan. We could probably spend several months going through this Perek, and Bruce would not be satisfied. But we will stick to the rules. Hopefully, mostly Ramban's today is a lot to say. A couple of Sfornos that are thrown in as well. It's a very interesting thing. So number one, in Pasuk Beis, so the parak is, now that we've listened to the halachos and do them, you're going to learn to do them, and so that you'll be able to inherit the land, everything would be good. So the first thing we say right after that is, Lo tosifu al davar sharnochi mitzvah eschem. Do not add on to the mitzvahs that I've given you. Velo sigru'u mimenu, and don't diminish from them. So the Ramban here tells us a little bit about this mitzvah and the prohibition of Bal Tosif and Bal Tigra, adding on to the mitzvahs or diminishing from the mitzvahs. So first he says, he quotes Rashi. Rashi's example really from the Gemara, having five strings of your tzitzis or having a five minim of your lulav. And so too, lo sigru. Now, we pointed out yesterday, there's a bit of a problem with saying lo sigru, Tuesday. What does it mean to diminish if you only have three strings of a tzitzis? We call that nothing, right? We call that ice, nothing, right? Same thing with tefillin, right? If you're lacking parshas of the tefillin, so you're a puzzle tefillin, right? We don't say four minus one is three. We say four minus one is zero, right? What? Well, menorah is a little different because menorah, there's a minimum to the mitzvah also, right? We don't think about it so much, but really you can light, right? We learn that you can light one candle and be yotzei Chanukah menorah, yotzei the mitzvah of Chanukah, right? What we do with Chanukah is considered mahadrin, which is a good thing. We should do it, and it's important to do that, but it's not, I'm not sure we would say Chanukah the same. Chanukah is also not a mitzvah in the Torah, so it's a little unclear how that would apply. But anyway, it's also unclear how we could do the mitzvah of Chanukah. That's also part of this, which the Ramban will get to. So he continues on and says, similarly, how do we know that you can't add onto the lulav or onto the tzitzis? We say lo sosifu. And how do you know that you can't diminish? He says lo tzigru. So he says, okay. So minayin im pasach levarich birchas kohanim lo yomar hov asachti levarich omar Hashem elokei avosech miyosef aleichem. How do I know that once I've done birchas kohanim, which is three psukim, maybe I should do a fourth pasach, a fourth bracha? So tamalomar hadavar, only this. Afilu davar lo tosif alav. Even when you're speaking, you shouldn't add on. Aval lo be'ilu bilvad amru. And not only these, but I'll give you a few other examples. El af hayashin besukka b'shmini b'kavana loka. That if you sleep in the sukkah on the eighth night of Sukkos, otherwise known as Shemini Atzeres, so you would get Malkus, he says, right? That's a violation of Bal Tosif. Now, this then plays into the challenge of eating and sleeping in the Sukkah on the eighth day of Shemini Atzeres in nowadays, in Chutz La'aretz, outside the land of Israel, right? So we eat, I know you don't, but I recommend we eat in the Sukkah, that's what the Gemara says to do, to eat in the Sukkah, to sleep in the Sukkah. It's a little bit more controversial. The Vilna Gaon says yes, others say no. One of the issues in play is that not a violation of Bal Tosif, and perhaps that even plays into those that have the custom of not to eat in the Sukkah on Shemini Atzeres. Perhaps that plays a role in that assumption. But anyways, continue on. If we want to do that halacha day, we can do that. So Kamosha Muskar Marach Marash Hashanah v'chein im yasa hachag shisha over balav hazeh. Similarly, if you only celebrate the Chag, now what is Chag? Chag in Gemara language refers to Sukkos. Atzeres is Shavuos and Chag is Sukkos, right? So if you celebrate Chag for 6 days, so here we finally have an example of Bal Tigra, that we don't do the full days. We say, we're only going to do 6 days this year. That's a violation of Bal Tigra. There's a famous, I don't know if we have too much to do today. A story with the Nodav Yehuda when they kept 9 days of Pesach in Prague 1 year.
They didn't know. Because of the bread, they wanted to meet the bread or poison.
Very good. Yeah, he had gotten a tip, and why he got the tip is an interesting, fascinating thing. But the Nodav Yehuda got a tip that they were planning on poisoning the bread. that the Jews were going to buy bread. They you know, the Goyim prepared bread on the 8th day of Pesach, so that they'd have fresh bread to sell the Jews that night and the next day. So those of you who got a tip that they were planning on poisoning it. And the other of you got up on the 8th day of Pesach and says, I got word, apparently there was a mistake in the calendar, and we're going to have a 9th day of Pesach. We have to do a 9th day of Pesach this year. So the Goyim all got all upset. Well, he's undermining our parnasa, etc. And the Jew said, "Yeah, I know what you're trying to do. Feed your bread to a dog instead, and the dog ate the bread and died." Right. So everybody said, "Oh, a miracle! The Nodi Yehuda is a miracle." What I hold is the biggest miracle is that the people listen to him. So are you crazy? A 9th day of Pesach, right? But that's the miracle of Prague, the ninth day of Pesach. Yes. It's my Alta Zaidi. It's my my great 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 grandfather. Great 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 five great seventh generation. Yeah. So anyways, so the feed that the Ramban continues. Feed that I feel bedal lasos mitzvos with the atzmos given to us a chag v'chodesh shebedam libo ki ravam over belav. He says also if you make up your own chag, we're gonna have our own celebration, which is itself an interesting thing. There's our communities that do have celebrations, right? Like Yud Tes Kislev and things like that, right? So he says if you have if you make up your own yantif, so then that is that's also a violation of Baal Tosef. So in fact, there was a headlines episode recently. It's the blog where he talked about the relationship of Chabad and the yeshivish world, and he had someone on who this is like their biggest taina. The biggest taina against Chabad is that they make up their own yantif and etc. So which is you know, there are many communities that have made up their own Yom Tovim over the years. Right. So he says, no, that it's not just for their community. They try to teach people about it and share people about it, whatever. Not for now. Maybe for Allah. Maybe that's also a Allah denomination, making your own Yantif. Okay, so Chayin Amrul Inya Mikra Megillah also, Mea Ushmonim Nevi'im, that it says by the Megillah, it says there were 180 Nevi'im, Amdu Lahem Yisrael, that the Jewish people had, Velo Pachtu, Velo Hosifu, and they never took away a mitzvah, they never added onto a mitzvah, Amash Kasu B'Torah, they never took away or added what it says in the Torah, Filu Os Achas, even one letter, except for the mitzvah of reading the Megillah and celebrating Purim. My Darish and the Gemara figures it out. The truth is, in our text, it quotes from a Gemara in Megillah Daf Yudalad Amud Aleph, and says 180 Nevi'im. In our text of the Gemara, it actually says there are 48 Nevi'im, and it actually lists them off.
Really?
What? Yeah, Rashi. The Gemara doesn't. Rashi lists off who those Nevi'im are, I believe.
How many do we have in the books?
So our text says 48, and I think, and I believe Rashi figures out who the 48 are.
No,
I think.
I mean, what are the books, the prophets?
Yeah. You know, no, not books. People. How many Nevi'im were there?
How many books of Nevi'im are
there? There's 8 Navi. Yeshua Shoftim. What? Plus Treyasar. What? Well, there's Yeshua Shoftim, Shmuel Malachim, 4, Yirmiyahu, Yecheskel, Yeshayahu, 7, Treyasar. I'm forgetting one. Treyasar, then there's 12 make up the minor, what are known as the minor prophets. But they are prophets, though.
Right.
You consider Shoftim Navim, too, right?
Right, so not all the Shoftim were Nevi'im, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. All right. So, anyways, okay. So, and Yushami also makes this comment. There are all these kingdom, etc., and they made up terms. How'd that happen? So, how'd they do it? Mordechai v'Esther wrote some l'chadish lanu davar lo zozum yisham nosum nosum davar atshehir hakadosh baruch hu name. And the Gemara there explains that they were. Mordechai and Esther said, we have to do something. And they worked things out, and Hashem opened their eyes. What do they open their eyes? So in both places, both the Yerushalmi and a Bavli that quote the same theme, the Ramban concludes by saying, v'chule, right, etc. Right, so like, right, so you got to look it up. But it's referring to that there was a Kal v'chomer. They say that if Bnei Yisrael was saved from Egypt, I believe from Egypt, where they weren't actually going to be killed. They were just from their avdus, and they made a yantif. So obviously, if we were all safe from being killed, so we should make our own yantif. I believe that's there. That's how they figured out that we should make a yantif. It's still a little complicated. How do you, are you sure? I mean, how do you make up that yantif? So That's really a halacha topic. And then he adds in here at the end, he says, Masha tiknu chacham mishum geder, and that which the chacham established as a geder could go in shnios la'arayos v'chiyotzi behem. For example, the secondary arayos, meaning there's the prohibition, people, women that men are prohibited to marry based on the Torah, and then they're extended as well, meaning that those relationships get extended one more step. Those are the shnios. So he says, so that's prohibited. So that is a mitzvah, meaning setting up rules, setting up these type of gedarim, these fences around the Torah, that's also part of the Torah. So therefore, that's not going to be a violation of Baal Tosef. In fact, that perhaps claims the Sforno is really the theme of these psukim, because the next pasuk Gimel says, "Einichem haraos eisei sherasa Hashem lebaal peor." Your eyes see that which Hashem did to Baal Peor. Ki kol isher alach, everybody who followed Baal Peor, hishmido Hashem lekach mitzureach. Hashem got rid of, Hashem eradicated from your midst. Don't do Baal Tigra, follow the mitzvos, and you see what happened to those who followed Baal Peor. What? Like, that's a little bit of a, like, that's a pretty big jump. So the Sforno says, no, I'll tell you, because it's really referring to, Baal Tosef, Baal Tigra, unless it is within the context of the mitzvos themselves. I mean, don't violate Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra, adding on to the Torah, diminishing from the Torah, unless you're following the rules. And he explained, and Sforno says, and that's what the issue of Baal Peor was. Because he says, Hine Ya'id, says the Sforno, Alzeh Masher Isim Shekra Be'inyan Baal Peor. You'll know, because you know what happened with regards to Baal Peor. Ki Omnam Osam Shechatu Ba'avodas Baal Peor, Lo Yischavunu Lazeh Benchila. Because those who sinned with the Avoda of Baal Peor, those who violated the Avoda Zara, they didn't have Kavana to do that in the first place. What did they have, what did they want to do? They just wanted to be with those women, right? All they wanted was nus, as the pasuk tells, "Vayechela am liznus." They began to do nus. And even though the Torah itself talks about not doing znus because it will lead to avodah zarah, right? Now we say because it will lead to mixed dancing. But in those days they said don't do znus, because it might lead to avodah zara. Kamar v'zadu b'nosavi, he's new espanecha. Chashav kol echan mayhem shazelo yikra lo klal. But each one said, "It ain't gonna happen to me, right? I'm just in here for the for this nus, right?" But yet, what happened? The women were able to seduce them in order to violate avodah zara. Znus is immorality, you know. Yeah. So this one says, so you see the power of the importance of the Dini Durabanan. Now I would add in that remember we had this, that the women were punished. Why were the women punished? They were only following the instruction of their husband. So I forget who said it, but when we learned this a couple of weeks ago, pointed out that the men never told them. Bilaam's instructions were never about avodah zarah. Bilaam's instructions were only about the immorality. We're only about this nus. It's the woman who came of themselves and said, and maybe if I pull out an idol, so they'll worship that as well. Right? But you see, one thing led to another. So that's the importance of keeping the Dine Durabanan. The Sforno continues on and says, Kol Isher Halach Achare Baal Peor, Lihi Davik Bivno Sav, to connect to their daughters. Im Gam Echon Mehem Shin Nishmar B'chach Maso, Mehachsha B'vodah Zara Atzmo, Atshi Shmida Hashem Elokecha. Right, there was not one person that was able to watch themselves and keep themselves from faltering to the avodah zarah itself till Hashem came along and destroyed them. Okay, so that is the importance of keeping the mitzvos, only the mitzvos, but recognizing that the mitzvos include extensions dini derabanan as well. Okay. There's another, so in Pasuk Hey, verse 5, it says, Re'ei l'ma'ati eschem chukim mishpatim. I'm teaching you the chukim and the mishpatim. So we've talked about this in the past as well, but the Ramban here says, also a famous Ramban, see that I'm teaching you these things, he says, V'nei mitchila davar al hadavar shehi klal l'chol ase v'lo taseh, va'ata yazir b'chukim shehim gezeirosav u'mishpatim shehim adinim. In the beginning, they were talking about what you should do and what you shouldn't do. And now we're specifically talking about the mitzvos, right? Chukim referring to the rules, and mishpatim are the laws. What's the difference? So we generally understand chukim as being...
I can't understand.
right? That we don't have the reason, and mishpatim are that we do have the reason. Ke'eluhim tzrichim chizik yoser, because these require more chizik. V'fnei ha'olam tam achukim, because we've actually hidden the reasons for the chukim. V'fnei ki mishpat yamidu aretz, and because of mishpat, because of keeping these laws, we're going to the land states. Now, why did he mention mishpatim then if they don't need chizik? So actually, we had that piece from Rav Salvechik that we read. Maybe we'll save this for Musar Day. But Rav Salvechik points out that even though logically we would say that mishpatim are easier to keep than chukim because we know the reasons for them, right? The mitzvos that are most under assault are actually chukim, are actually the mishpatim and not the chukim, right? And the examples he gives very simply. Avodah Zarah, Shvichas Damim, and Gilei Raios, and Avodah, well, I don't know if he mentions Avodah Zarah, but Shvichas Damim, murder, and also sexual issues, right? The murder thing, he says, yeah, very good, you don't murder. What about infanticide? What about abortions? What about, what's it called with elderly... Euthanasia, right? What about those things, right? So those are questions that are out there. He says the same thing with sexual immorality. Yeah, obviously we know the reasons for that, but yeah, then you start knocking on the ages. What about homosexuality? What about all these? Issues of mamzerus? What about issues, right? So those actually get started to be knocked. Are more challenged very much often than the chukim are.
So I understand something that we start out with don't add or subtract from the mitzvahs, but then you turn around to another point that there are sometimes these elaborations.
Yeah, so that's what the Rabban says. Right.
So is it the add?
Right. Right, so he doesn't give you the rules here. This isn't really a halacha, but maybe that would be tomorrow's class, actually. But he doesn't give you the rules, but I think that's what he is saying. Don't make your own Baal Tosef and Baal Tegra, but there are permissible times when we do add or we do subtract, and those you have to follow. Now, how do you distinguish between them? Right? When is it okay? When is it not okay? So there are some rules for it. Probably could all be summed up in Kol Tikkun Rabbanu Kein D'Oraisa Tiknu, that whatever the Rabbanan established has to be following the pattern of the Torah itself.
There are rules to how to change the rules.
There are rules to how to, I would say, elaborate on the rules, or, yeah. Right, right, fences as well, right? So they need to be in protection of it. But we also have a rule that ein gozrin gezeru legezeru. You can't put a fence around the fence. You have to only defend the Torah itself. So
that's indefensible.
That's right. A fence around a fence is indefensible. Thank you. Yes. Maybe that'll be tomorrow's title. All right, what do we got? What else do we got here? So So Pasuk Ches says, "Umigoy gadol asher it is eighth shaluchukim shvatim tzadikim." Right? Who is this great nation? You have all these laws which I command you today. Raki shamer lecha ushmor nafshecha ma'od, and make sure you don't mess these things up. So Rashi here says, because if you do all the things correctly, tichashu chachamim nevonim, you will be considered to be chachamim and nevonim. So what does that mean? So I always understood it to mean that people who are following the Torah correctly will be recognized for their wisdom. They won't be recognized for their they won't be mocked. If you right as Rabbi Jonathan Sachs said in his speech about the Lubavitcher Rebbe that he gave at the Shluchim conference already 10 years ago, also, but it was one of the great speeches of all time. Non-Jews respect Jews who respect Judaism. Right, so one who stands up and does things proudly and clearly and definitively, so that will often lead to the respect from non-Jews. That seems to be what that Rashi is saying. Now the Ramban quotes this Rashi and he says ve'inu nachon klal. He says it's not true at all. So I don't think he means Rashi's incorrect in principle. I think he just means he's incorrect in terms of his pshat in the pasuk. He says he doesn't think that that's what the pasuk is actually coming and teaching. Rather, what he's saying about Kasav Azel, if he daiti mitzvahs lo saseh, he's your bama od, ki kasher amar shen nizar b'chol ha-mitzvahs v'nishmer chukam ha-mishpatim lasosam, chazar rak ani matzir cham od lishamer lishmer asmach ha-mon ma'od, lizkur me'in bo alecha ha-mitzvahs. That really, it's not about understanding... That it's not about understanding the mitzvahs themselves, rather it's understanding where the mitzvahs came from. So what does he mean by that? He was referring to Maimon Har Sinai. I mean, that's what this pasuk is telling. Be very careful, lest you forget these things. What are these things? So Rashi says, these mitzvos. The Ramban's pshat is, no, these things about how you got the mitzvos. That's what it's referring to. That it came from the Veskadlod Vero, Asher Shemata Shem Mitocha Eish, that you heard Hashem from the fire, but the Diyah called Varma Shero in Ech, and all the things which you saw, the Maimar Hanichbod Ahu, Levanechel, Levanevanech Adulam, and you'll teach it to your children forever. Right? Upeirish Hatam, and why is this? Now, this is interesting. Ki Hashem Asa HaMaimar Ahu Kedei Shetilmedu L'Yira Oso Kol HaYamim Vespenechem Tilamdun L'Doros HaOlam. They did so that you'll be able to learn and fear Hashem all your days, and you'll teach your children, and they will as well. How does that work? So I want to make sure. Oh, there it is. Okay. He says, so Ramban suggests, I skipped a couple of lines, but he suggests that if the Torah just come from us for Moshe, I mean, Moshe was the prophet, and he came down and says, guys, I got your Torah. Listen up. Hashem gave it to me. So afa pisha nevuaso nisamta ba'oso suvamosim. Even if he could perform these miracles and he could say, you know, I'm right, I'm the Navi, listen to me. Im yakum b'kabenu Navi ocholim chalom yitzavenu v'hafach asatar v'nasan leinu oso moses yichnas safek b'leiv anashim. If another guy would come along and also do miracles, so people would be like, well, you know, Moshe did some cool miracles, and this guy's doing some cool miracles. Like, you know, maybe he's right. So, aval kishetagia elenu hatorim piagvura laznenu veinenu haros ein shum emtzai. But when we actually got the Torah from Hashem Himself, and our eyes saw that there was no messenger, there was no middleman. Nachish kol cholik v'chol misafik v'nishakeroso. That contradicts all those who disagree and all those that have doubts and make them liars. Lo yu iluoso v'lo yatzlihu mofes min amisa biyadenu kenachno ayodu mishakeroso. So anybody who comes and tries to disagree, we will know their, we will recognize them as liars. We will figure out their falsehoods. Not everybody, but we hope as a Jewish people in general, meaning there are some people who successfully peeled off some Jews over the generations with their signs, right? But a few. But I'm Yisrael, but ultimately I'm Yisrael Chai. We'll live on because of our tradition of receiving the Torah directly from a Kadosh Baruch Hu at Har Sinai. Yeah, the Sforno adds in a line here, he says, the reason why, a little bit different than my claim in Rashi, I understood Rashi to be that we'll be recognized, if we do the mitzvahs correctly, we'll be recognized as doing, as wise people. It will be interesting. And generally, if you ever have conversations with people that aren't as knowledgeable, whether Jewish or non-Jewish, and you explain what you're doing, why you're doing, and how you're doing, etc., you know, they're usually like, wow, that's pretty cool, right? If you're able to explain it in a sophisticated way. So Sforno adds in a little bit. He says, V'atam shetechashu chacham be'inei ha'umos, the reason you'll be considered wise is she'ein shum goy b'metzius kazeh, that non-Jews don't have the same reality. That their mitzvos demonstrate the reality of God. Now that's interesting. I'm not sure what he says. She'ein shum goy b'mitzius kazeh. They don't have the same reality. Sheyulo chukim morim mitzius hakel v'drachov. That their mitzvos, I don't know, imply, demonstrate, show the ways of their gods. I mean, we have mitzvos that are ways of sort of that we hope through mitzvos we will understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu more. Sort of says that's not what others do. I could try to figure out what he means by that. I'm not really sure. I have some ideas, but not really sure. What?
Rabbi, Sforno lived in Italy. I was Italian. Did he live in Italy like after Ramban? I mean, what's the time frame and the geography?
That's a good question. I don't remember.
Something like Ramban was like 100 years after.
Right. I want to say he was Spain, but it could be Italy.
I don't know.
I don't remember.
Like
put me on the spot. Mirabinu Yaakov Sforno doesn't say. Yeah. Right. So okay. Right, and we also have our laws that aren't for the benefit of the judges. And it's not for these mitzvahs aren't, despite what some people think. Right, the point of mitzvahs is not to enrich the chazanim and the sofrim. I mean the writers, the mezuzahs, etc. I mean, we didn't make a mitzvah of mezuzahs so that we'd be able to have a bunch of people that sell mezuzahs and make a living off of it.
Right.
I want to make sure that's clear, right? About kol inyanam mishpat v'tzedek, that everything is about righteousness and correctness. Kinyan amram, as we say, mishpat lezeh v'tzak lezeh, mishpat lezeh shehichzer lo es shelo, v'tzak lezeh shotziu gezele mitachas yadav. That the Gemara tells us that halacha, specifically talking about a court case, it's going to mishpat for one and tzedakah for the other one. What does that mean? That it's justice for the person who wins, and tzedakah for the person who loses. In what way is it tzedakah for the person that loses? Because we assume, right, that he's not really losing. He's following the psak halacha, right? If there's a dispute between two people, whether A owes B $500, and Beis Din assumes that they owe $500, so the Gemara says the loser should give the money happily, saying, "Ah, Baruch Hashem, I get to fulfill the ratzon of Hashem. I get to desire the will of Hashem." In practice, that's not always how people come out of court cases, but in theory, that's the goal that we're trying to do. If anybody is interested in hearing more, this previous week's headlines was on the topic of budget. Some very interesting things. Oh, I was good while running, and I have to do it right now, but I'll have to call him a little later. Fine. So, good. So that's Pasuk, that was Pasuk Ches. What?
Sforno was Italian.
Sforno was Italian, thank
born
you.
Born
in 1475. That was later, no, it was the latest one.
Time and place.
1475
in Italy.
It was during the Renaissance, but yeah, it was Renaissance. Because Renaissance started in 1450. So it was already, they started designing Venice by then.
It was a writing.
Sforno. Yeah, they had writing. He could have been.
Okay. One more thing quickly in the minute we have. This is in Pasuk Chaf Ches in 28. So it says, V'avaratem sham elukim, you'll worship other gods, ma'isei yidei adam, eats ve'even asher lo yirun, ve'lo yishmun, ve'lo yuchilun, ve'lo yirichun. Right? They don't see, they don't hear, they don't eat, they don't smell. So the Ramban says, oh, those are interesting four things. I'll tell you what we're getting at, what we're hinting at with those four things. L'umashim even domeim kashar yu midchila. They're stones just like they were in the beginning. They don't have ruach chayim. They don't have spirit, even like a person does. They're even less than people. That's his point. Kimichila Amar originally first say they don't see, they don't hear, to say that they're not like Hashem, that they can't see everything, they can't hear everything. I mean, they're not like a god. And then he says that even things that people can do, they can't do. Vine also some nichbad mehem, and those that could do it are considered more special than them. Meaning people are more special than these idols, of course. All right? Or he adds it, oh yeah, tam akasav keneged kavod elyon. It's opposite the honor due to Hashem. Lomar shelo yiru b'tzaras ovdehem v'lo yishmu tfilasam. That they don't see the difficulties of those who worship them, nor do they hear their prayers, nor do they, and they don't eat, meaning they don't send the fire in front of them to consume the korbanos, nor do they smell the reach nichoach. I mean, they do nothing. The toughest akasa, and as opposed to our Kadosh Baruch Hu, who we assume sees our troubles, hears our tefilos, and consumes our korbanos as a way of us developing further our relationship with Hashem. Okay, time is up. We'll stop here, and have a good day.
Rabbi, you contrasted Rashi with Ramban in simplifying that you interpret. It could have been interpreted. The Ramban said the Goyim don't respect us, which would make somewhat sense because he was debating.